and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope, living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled, A Celebration of Sparrows, and the reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
When so many thousands of the multitude had gathered together that they trod upon one another, Jesus began to say to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed upon the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has power to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies, and not one of them is forgotten before God? Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." In our present world of disappearing truth and governmental takeovers by loud authoritarians with their terrible need to be in charge of absolutely everything, this is a welcome parable. It not only scorns hypocrisy, but exalts transparency and praises vulnerability. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known, including, according to Jesus, the Father's remembrance of sparrows. Maybe if we join the words of Jesus to the procedures of Pope Francis' Synod, what the parable suggests is more hopeful than first indicated. According to Timothy Radcliffe in his retreat messages before the Synod, quote, "If we dare to be truthful about who we are, mortal, vulnerable human beings and brothers and sisters in a church that has always been heroic and corrupt, we shall speak with authority to a world that still hungers for truth, even when it fears truth is unattainable," close quote. Pope Francis has designed his synod to be much gentler than Jesus' words in today's scripture. Francis makes no accusations, neither does he deny any. He seems to agree with Timothy Radcliffe and all who accept human vulnerability to acknowledge that his church has always been heroic and corrupt, and to urge the synod to move on from there. Isn't the church being continually born of the same spirit who, in wind and fire, gave it life in an upper room on the first Pentecost? And isn't this same spirit now present in Rome as, in the words of some, a synod protagonist, walking with not only church leaders, but with many, many laymen and women of the people of God as they take their places at round tables where everyone is important and where words of hope and holy listening continue to bring life? What is this church to be? Heroic and corrupt still, with troubling memories of the ravages committed by a number of the clergy against those with no power to defend themselves? We wonder if those times and those sad actions have truly disappeared. Can we acknowledge them in a synod that must seek transparency? Again, what is this church to be? Not a place of fear. Jesus tells us not to fear those who kill the body, and after that, have no more that they can do. No, the church that the synod is creating is to be a home where acceptance and welcome drive out fear, where we listen instead of judge, and where we celebrate in each Eucharist what it means to be adopted sons and daughters of the Father, redeemed into the family by the Son, and nourished by the wisdom of the Spirit, a place where even sparrows would flourish. Can the Synod's message be as simple as, "Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows"? Why, in considering the unusually large presence of lay men and women, do I find that strange message to be so comforting?